Welcome to Biblical Stock Market Updates. I'm your host, Dexter Lyons. I'm the Senior Portfolio Manager of the LionX Mutual Fund. With each episode, I'll provide biblical insight on the stock market. I've been helping Christians actively manage investment risk since 1990. I practice what I preach, and I eat my own cooking, as 99% of my assets are invested in LionX. Join me today as we discuss timely and biblical market insights. The Issachar Fund, LionX, a BRI ESG fund, is 60% invested in 27 leading growth stocks as of Sunday, September 13th. The NASDAQ 100, or NAS for short, bounced near its 50-day moving average in the last 5 days and held this line of support Friday on above-average volume. I view this as very constructive. The NASDAQ 100 is dominated by large technology companies that have led this stock market rally since the March bottom. The NASDAQ 100 quickly dropped over 10% in 3 trading days from September 2nd to September 8th, and that has scared a lot of weak holders, so maybe the selling is done for now. If this line of support is broken on above-average volume, I will pull in my bullish horns and take necessary steps, seeking to reduce the risk in LionX. However, my gut instinct tells me that the Fed still has our back, and they will likely support the stock market and bond market to ensure a Trump re-election. Most LionX positions are trading near my line in the sand areas of support, so a 50-day moving average NASDAQ break would likely cause me to do some selling. If large institutional money managers have a favorable outlook on the economy, they typically buy or support their favorite stocks as they trade near their 50-day moving averages. If the NASDAQ breaks support on above average volume, that will indicate to me that the big money does not like what it sees a few months out. I view the glass half full, and I see a lot of good coming out of the November election. However, if support does not hold the line in the sand, that will indicate the future is far more uncertain than I perceive, and I will likely need to exercise discipline seeking to reduce risk. I never buy and hold anything or fall in love with any stock because I believe there are times to be invested and there are times to sit in cash on the sidelines. For now, the market appears to be supported, but a caution light is flashing. There's no guarantee that any investment will achieve its objective, generate positive return, or avoid losses. The Fed reduced its balance sheet by $6 billion last week, which does not concern me. If they would be aggressively reducing their balance sheets, then I would be more concerned. However, I'm watching every move they make because I believe they hold the key to liquidity, which historically fuels the market. The Fed meets Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss rate setting, and I expect them to offer verbal and monetary support, hoping to firm up the markets. I believe this will be a make or break week for the stock market. If the Fed does not support the market, we could be in for some ugly price action on the downside. I'm a cautious bull, but could change my mind if the character of the market changes. Bottom line, the NASDAQ 100 is finding support at its 50-day moving average, and that puts me in the cautious bull camp. The leading NASDAQ stocks are holding up relatively well, and that tells me that the big money is supporting their favorite stocks because they may like what they see over the next few months. If the NASDAQ 100 breaks below the 50-day moving average on above-average volume, then I may change my opinion and exercise discipline seeking to reduce risk in LionX. By the grace of God, I'm doing what I believe I am called to do, and I pray you are doing the same. Let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. That's from Hebrews 4:16. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you more abundantly. For more biblical insights on the stock market and how you can take active steps to manage risk in your investment portfolio with the LionX Mutual Fund, please visit www.issacharfund.com. That's ISSACHARFUND.com. Or call 866-787-8355. Be sure and subscribe to the Biblical Stock Market Updates podcast so you don't miss out on our next biblical insights on the stock market. Hope you have a blessed day. Goodbye. Now for some important compliance disclosures. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Issachar Fund. This and other important information about the fund are contained in the prospectus, which can be obtained by calling 1-866-787-8355 or www.linex.net. The prospectus should be read carefully before investing. The Issachar Fund is distributed by Northern Lights Distributors, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Horizon Capital Management is not affiliated with Northern Lights Distributors, LLC. Important risk information. Mutual funds involves risks, including the possible loss of principal. An investment in the fund may not be appropriate for all investors. The fund may hold cash positions when the advisor feels that the market is not producing returns greater than the short-term cash investments in which the fund may invest. There is a risk that the sections of the market in which the fund invests will begin to rise or fall rapidly, and the fund will not be able to sell stocks quickly enough to avoid losses or reinvest its cash positions in areas of the advancing market quickly enough to capture the initial returns of changing market conditions. The advisor's judgment about the attractiveness, value, and potential appreciation of particular asset classes and securities in which the fund invests may prove to be incorrect and may not produce the desired results. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. If you know someone who would like to receive this via email, please hit subscribe at linex.net. Thank you, and God bless.